guys, welcome to the Hidden Trails of Oregon. I'm Aaron Miller, the presenter of the series, and I've got something special for you. This bucket list clip will drop you straight into the heart of one of my favorite experiences of the entire trip. Check out the main series for the full adventure, but for now, here is the most sublimely beautiful lake I have ever seen. Do you want to know what it feels like to stand at the top of Crater Lake National Park? It feels something like this.
Do not get pitched over that way.
Yeah, that way.
If you fall, like hug the rock here, okay?
Okay.
Now we're doing like low-level alpinism.
One side is pretty much straight down, and you are not gonna be able to stop yourself. It's about a narrow 3-foot snow path. Oh man.
Okay, so.
The exposure's coming in here.
Super take it easy.
Coming around the corner.
Step right in my.
And we are way places. Above. Okay, I'm stepping
if
in your
you
shoes.
Fall backwards, you'll not stop.
Okay, high consequence here. Fell forward, it's okay.
Okay. That's the way to go. Easy there.
Oh my god. It's a little intense. Looking
no,
behind.
Right on this cornice, so.
Oh
you can't
my god.
Too far out.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, kick those in. Kick those in.
Here,
hard.
Give me your pull. Give me your mic.
There you go. Yes, sir. Woo. And look, this way is treacherous
yes!
too. Any which way you fall here is doomed.
We're right on the edge.
This is real alpinism. Good work.
Yes.
And we certainly worked for it, didn't we?
You know, you look out at landscapes like this, you just think, this is why poetry was invented, right? Mm-hmm. Like the first people that came up there, it's just like, you can't help but think in that kind of aesthetic. And it links us, it binds us in a way, right? Like what we're feeling here on the top of this insanely crazy and exposed ridge is the same as the first people that came here. We're all kind of feeling that same sense of awe and wonder, and that kind of connects us in some ways, I always feel.
Yeah, that's right. You really can't help but feel it. When you put in a little effort to get a little higher or get to another vantage point, you know, you feel a sense of being placed in this time and space in a different way. That's the sublime. The sublime is a timeless element that is beyond what we can conceive of. It brings you out of your routines and gives you a new perspective. It's also super important for itself and for our view toward conservation. It instantly, you know, gives you a feeling of also wanting to protect a place like this because it's so important for the soul of human kind in the future of not only this landscape but the future of humanity, I believe. So it's big, and that seems like a general statement. It could even seem cliche, but I don't mind.
I think it's spot on. Nathan, I don't know how easy it is to hug in snowshoes, but I feel like we gotta hug it out, man. Thanks for taking me here. This is amazing. It's one of the most amazing places.
We'll go down together.
Yes! Woo!